You are listening to Smile 90.4 FM. This is your number one station for music variety. From the 80s to now, we have the bearded wonder, Tienis Jansen van Rensburg from Bandwidth Blog in studio, which means it's time for Tech Talk with Tienis. Well, it's a Tuesday, so you kind of had an idea he would be here, that he would be gracing our studios. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Pleasure. Always pleasure to have you. Tienis is going to be talking to us about the largest cryptocurrency hack of all time. Dun, dun, dun. Tell us more. I don't have any cryptocurrency, so I don't have a...
So you're not affected?
I don't have a horse in this race.
Yes, but a lot of people do. So it's been described as the largest cryptocurrency heist ever. The cryptocurrency exchange Bybit has been hacked, and the hackers walked away with $1.5 billion in Ethereum assets, the second biggest cryptocurrency in the world. It's
Ethereum.
Ethereum, okay. Yeah. And it's very different from other hacks where it was just getting into an exchange, a system. The hackers here were able to kind of change the way that these messages are sent between the different services, and somehow they got into the middle of those messages, and effectively they've changed the smart contract logic and directed the funds to an unknown address. So everything in the system was working as it should be. They just somehow got into the middle of the signal and changed the end address of these funds being transferred. $1.5 billion.
And the movie starring Kevin Hart will be on Netflix next year. Man, this sounds like... Sounds like a plot. It's a film. It's crazy.
It's huge. Obviously, we've seen these cryptocurrency exchanges get hacked in the past. You know, there's been like a couple of hundred million stolen here and there, which is obviously still a lot of money. But the scale of this heist is really kind of making people take a step back. And the cryptocurrency itself is unhackable. We know that because of how the blockchain works. But if people are using these exchanges and that can get hacked, it has such a detrimental effect on the cryptocurrency ecosystem as a whole. I mean, we just came from at the end of 2024, where all these cryptocurrencies just again ballooned in value. They're seeming more and more legitimate. A lot of these projects are well and fully off the ground, and it's running, and it actually has utility.
Trusted.
It's being trusted. That is the thing. You know, we're not talking about these meme coins and things like where celebrities just pump and dump and steal their fans' money. But I'm talking about kind of the more traditional, you know, the Bitcoins, Ethereums, Ripples of the world.
Yeah.
And they're starting to get a lot of credibility. They're being traded on different indices in kind of traditional stock market settings. So these assets, this is an asset class that people thought maybe would go away. But, you know, I think we're way beyond that point. And just the fact that this hack came now, when crypto was again like on the up and up, is a bit of a setback. But yeah, we'll have to see what comes of it, if they're able to find out how the people rerouted these messages and how the actual money was stolen from the wallets. It's going to be an interesting saga, I think.
Good luck to everybody on that side. Can you imagine being the cybersecurity guy at that exchange?
Yeah, it's scary.
You are done.
And Bybit has about $22 billion in funds that it's managing. So that's almost 10% of all of the funds that they were managing in this exchange that was stolen, which is obviously going to be horrific for the company, and we'll have to see how that evolves as well.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye on that, and I'm sure Tienis will update us as we go along. If you want to find out more about science and tech, do yourself a favor. Go over to Bandwidth Blog and have a look at what they're doing. It's extremely interesting stuff. On a side note, the South African Weather Service has also been hacked, and it's apparently a ransom situation, except the hackers have not given the details of the ransom.
Interesting.
It sounds a bit dumb, if you ask me.
Well, maybe they just wanted to prove a point.
True, that could be. Anyways, good luck to everybody involved. We're going to head back to the music after these, right here on Smile 90.4 FM.